Well, clashes broke out when riot police did try to disperse demonstrators who had blocked city streets for days. But as Caleb Maupin found out, authorities in Mexico are frequently accused of using excessive force.
Mexico's police are infamous for brutality and corruption. Unsurprisingly, polls show that the majority of Mexicans don't trust local or state police to the extent that armed vigilante groups have formed in some regions of the country to tackle drug gangs.
There's a large overlap between the cartels and the Mexican military and police. Many people on the ground in Mexico have said that the police themselves function as the most notorious gang in all of Mexico.
Despite this reputation, the U.S. continues to arm and train Mexico's police force, with billions of tax dollars and at least 45 American facilities being put forward to assist them. In 2014 alone, 5,700 Mexican police officers and soldiers received training in the United States. But the problem remains, even though some U.S. officials think the program is progressing well.
Our dialogue with Mexico is very good. We are, in fact, talking about the right things. The Mexican government is, in fact, moving in the right direction, and I believe our challenge is to ensure that we've got good coordination.
A report from a wing of the U.S. Department of Justice indicates that the Mexican drug cartels source their weapons from gun dealers and weapons manufacturers in the United States, with some cartels even being able to access automatic machine guns and grenade launchers, the kind of weapons that would be produced for the U.S. military. There have also been cases where the weapons provided to Mexican police have ended up in the hands of drug gangs.
We've seen almost zero coverage in the New York Times and in other mainstream U.S. papers precisely because they don't want to disclose the close relationship that exists between the U.S. military and the Mexican military forces.